Have you heard, and I'm sure you have, of the Florence Melton School of Adult Jewish Learning? Well, let's now explore how Jewish learning is being revolutionized for a global audience with South African leadership at the helm. The Florence Melton School of Adult Jewish Learning is renowned for offering high-level, inclusive, and engaging courses that have opened up Jewish ideas, values, history, and culture to people all over the world. And joining us now is Lauren Snitcher from Cape Town, who, together with the director of the school, Vivian Anstey, has brought information to thousands of people everywhere. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us on The Home Run. For listeners who might not be familiar, what exactly is the Florence Melton School of Adult Jewish Learning and how did it begin?
Hi, Paula. Thanks so much for having me on your show today. And Viv Anstey would have loved to have been here herself. She is the director of the Midrasha Adult Education Institute, of which Melton is but one program that we run. And so I'm just here on her behalf. So what exactly the Melton School is and how did it begin? Well, as its name implies, its purpose really is informal adult Jewish education. And just briefly, an interesting story that has had ramifications beyond the wildest dreams of its founders, Sam and Florence Melton, who were a power couple, entrepreneurial, wealthy benefactors, and both had a passion for Jewish education. During his lifetime, Sam had actually endowed the Hebrew University of Jerusalem with the Melton Center, which till today is involved in academics, research, and development of Jewish education globally. And in fact, many of our expert faculty have studied at the Melton Center at Hebrew University itself. And just before Sam passed away, Florence, in her interactions with a wide swathe of Jews in and around the world, realized that although they may be highly educated in things secular, when it came to their Jewish education, that was dismally lacking. And so her natural collaboration was together with the Melton School at the Hebrew University, where they established their trademark two-year Melton Adult Jewish Education program in those days, 1987, consisting of just four courses, being Jewish history, philosophy, ethics, the life cycle, and the Jewish calendar, till today, where we now have over 40 courses that has been developed by Melton.
What is the relationship between Melton and the Hebrew University?
So Sam Melton, who created the Melton Center and was a generous benefactor, thus it bears his name, that has become an integral part of the Hebrew University, where it has a staff of hundreds of faculty members who teach teachers how to teach Jewish studies all over the world. And together with Florence Melton, it's that center that created the impetus and the beginning of the adult education curriculum for the Florence Melton School.
Lauren, how long, the specific Florence Melton School, how long then has that been running and what topics or courses have proven to be the most popular lately?
Okay, so Melton International has been running since 1987, and the structure and format is that there are various satellite schools all over the world. There are 40-plus schools, mainly in North America and Canada, and us at the tip of Africa. And each school then gets the curriculum from Melton International and uses it their own homegrown teachers to teach the local students in their area, which when it used to be only in person was the case. Since COVID, obviously we've gone online, although we still have courses that are in person. We also, most of our courses are now either online or hybrid, where you have in-person and Zoom facilities as well. In Cape Town, we have the Midrasha Adult Education Institute, of which Viv is the director. And that institute is what brought Melton in as one of its projects in 2006. And I've been helping Viv in the recruitment, the admin, and the marketing arenas since about 2009. So your question was, what topics have proven most popular lately? So we have two different streams in the sense that under Melton, we use only those curricula that Melton International has developed, but we have the freedom under the auspices of our Midrasha Adult Education Institute to do any course we like, taught by any teacher, and now Zoom obviously offers us to be anywhere in the world. And that, for example, we ran a fabulous course with you yourself just a few weeks ago on Israel in the media, and that was a highly, highly interesting course that people were absolutely riveted by, and that was run through the Midrasha Adult Education Institute. Lately, we've been finding that the topics, particularly since October the 7th, the topics of interest have, and the most popular ones, have really been our courses on Israel, on the Arab-Israeli conflict, on the relationship between Judaism and Islam, on Israel since October the 7th, looking at it geopolitically, looking at the Jews in the diaspora, looking at the current situation, Zionism, the relationship between Israel and the diaspora, etc. Also courses on local history. Our South African Jewish history course has also proved to be unbelievably popular with over 50 students registered for it from all over the world.
Well, I must say, I absolutely loved running that course, and I found the cross spectrum of people who were participating was really, really interesting. How do you get your audience? Who is your audience? What age range, background, or level of Jewish knowledge do you typically see among those who sign up for your courses?
So basically, they tend to be slightly older. They, male or female, that's, you know, seems to be quite a fair split between the two of them. We would love for more younger students to take the opportunity to learn with us, and that is starting to happen now more and more. Our audience when we were in person obviously was just the Cape Town environment, but now that we are online, we have students from literally all over the world. Obviously, those in our time zone will attend the class in real time, and those where, for example, in Australia, when we're running classes in the evening, will have access to recordings, because all our classes are recorded via Zoom. So if you want to listen to it later, it's almost like the actual experience, because you are watching and seeing things without obviously the ability to participate, which is one, just by the way, one of the trademarks of Melton, is that we want and we create an environment where our teachers work with the students in a way that allows for a great deal of interaction and for students to own their questions, their opinions, their commentaries in a way that makes them engaged far more than they would otherwise be if they were just passive listeners.
Lauren, can you share a moment or a story where you really saw the impact of the Melton experience, something that stayed with you?
Oh, Paula, I think I may have more than one. Very briefly, the one was when an Israeli couple actually did the course. They were really secular Israelis, and as a result of doing Melton, they took their kids out of government schools and put them into Herzliya Day School, which was very rewarding for us. The other factor that we've noticed is that a lot of our students, a high proportion of them, tend post-Melton, or after they've at least done a couple of courses, to get involved with the community at large, in the sense that they start taking on positions in communal organizations in a way that they wouldn't otherwise. Another very rewarding and remarkable factor that we've picked up on is the benefit that it's had in creating community, where we have run courses, for example, at old age homes and retirement centers, where we've done that for the last 10 years. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we have an inclusive program, which we are piloting for the first time at ASTRA, which is one of our communal organizations in Cape Town, where we have learners from the Jewish community who have disabilities and challenges, and they have been coming to classes at ASTRA, where we have been teaching them. It has become so popular that we've had to run a second group. And that's been unbelievably rewarding.
Wow, I can imagine so. And Lauren, just before I let you go, what's coming up next? Are there any exciting courses or themes in the pipeline that we should know about?
Yes, we'd love to tell you about our two-part book club with Aviva Laskoff, which is happening at the end of July. In the middle of August, we're running a fabulous course with Ronnie Gotkin on Zionism, Six Sessions. He's actually written that. And just a quick word of accolade for two of our teachers, Aviva Laskoff and Ronnie Gotkin, who both have been approached by Melton International to revise and rewrite courses for them. So we're really proud of our faculty. And then we have a fabulous course with ex-Capetonian David Levenkrist on the Bard and the Bible, how Shakespeare uses biblical references in his plays.
Wow. Well, there's a topic I hadn't thought of, which I imagine is part of the challenge, is actually coming up with topics all the time that are interesting. But you certainly managed to do that. And for anyone listening, if you'd like to explore Melton's upcoming courses or join one yourself, you just need to head over to meltonschool.org. And Lauren, thank
Melton, you. Melton, that's Melton International for Melton Cape Town. It's www.meltoncapetown.org.
Okay, so www.meltoncapetown.org. And that's for our local one. And if you want the international school, meltonschool.org. Lauren Schnitzer, thank you for being with us. And as Melton might say, Jewish learning never stops.